Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week. The movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So, spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest... oh, shit. And nerd television and or movies, pause the podcast, go watch it. Join us again for the fun. Explicit content warning may not be suitable for all listeners. So, if you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, everyone... we're on Facebook Live right now. So, what up, Facebook Live? I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think people can, like, talk to us while we're on Facebook Live, but I don't really know. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Who knows? So,
yeah, we're just kind of going with it.
So, this is the reason why everybody needs to be following us on social media, because you might see cool stuff like this, where you guys can come join us on Facebook Live, where we're going to be... live broadcasting our podcast from now on,
ask us questions and things like that.
Yeah. We also might start doing dual streams through Periscope as well, which gets directly sent to our Twitter. So you need to be following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Go check out our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Yeah.
Should be great. So,
we missed last week's podcast, and this is, this is that podcast where we're going to talk about, some nerdy news like usual, and then we're going to be talking about our CW midseason finales.
Yes.
We also have another podcast coming this weekend for Star Wars Rogue One.
Yes, we'll be talking about that.
Ooh, should be exciting. We might have Daniel, if you guys have ever listened to us before. Our resident racist, Daniel Mauricio, could be joining us. He's a hoot and a half.
Yeah.
Just a half a human. Who knows?
So I mean, we went and saw Rogue One on Thursday night.
Sick.
Yeah. And, like, Daniel and Scott came down to see me.
Yeah.
And we all saw it together.
It was so joyous.
But I had to wait in the rain for about an hour and a
half. Sucks for you, bro.
Standing in line.
Somebody should have brought an umbrella. Okay, but let's backtrack before that. So we have some stories to tell. So the reason we miss, so like we said, you need to be following us on all of our social media platforms, guys, because you get notifications like we sent out on Twitter saying, hey, we're not going to be podcasting because me, Scott, I got called into work because, I'm on call for work on certain days for my work, and I got called in, and they were assholes and kept me there for like 6 hours on my days off, and I didn't have a fucking day off. Fucking bullshit. That's the whole reason we didn't podcast, because we usually do it on Sundays, and then I got called in on Sunday, which is pretty unfortunate, but unforeseen circumstances.
That's quite shit.
Yeah. But then, fast forwarding, so me and Daniel, we, should we leave this story for the Rogue One? Because it is a Rogue One story.
We can. I just wanted to talk about being left in the rain.
Yeah, sucks for you, bro. Should have brought an umbrella. Or a raincoat.
Or a raincoat.
You know, those are kind of useful every now and then.
They can be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have any other stories? Like, I know there's been a lot that's happened. We might just be forgetting things.
Oh, there's a lot.
Yes.
Yes. So... guys, I bought my first car because my Mustang that I've had for like 6 years, and I kept shit maintenance on it, everyone. So it's really my fault that it just, kept breaking down. I just put like $1,000 in to get like, the clutch replaced on it. And that was just 2 weeks ago. So I just spent $1,000 for no reason. Because then I went Friday night to go. I was going to go to a card tournament for Magic the Gathering. And then my fucking car decides it's not going to start. So I'm like just like sitting there like trying to turn the fucking key. And nothing's fucking happening. Fucking bullshit. It's just like, oh, I'm not going to click or nothing. So I'm like, maybe I should Google what this problem is. Because it could be the battery. I don't know shit about cars, anyone. So I don't know. I didn't know what was going on. I was just like frustrated because I was like, fuck, my car's not starting. I was like, I just put hella money into this. And then like a month and a half before that, I spent like $900 on the car to get like my oil changed, get my brake changed, get my fucking like my rotors changed and stuff. My like a whole new brake system and shit, dude. Like fucking dude, I spent like almost $2,000 on this car over like the last 2 months. And then it fucking broke down again. So then I was fucking done. I was just like, nah. No, no more.
You're like, oh yeah, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. Fucking, You know what I mean? So, yeah, dude. So I was pretty much done with that car. And then my grandma has suggested to me that I go through my cousin Chris and her fiance Manny, who works at Sanborn Chevrolet dealership in Lodi. You guys, you know, if you guys live in that area or in the Sacramento area, go check it out. If you guys are in need of a car, ask for Manny. Yeah, they totally hooked me up, and you know, yeah, dude, I got a brand new 2016 Chevy Malibu LS. You know, with only like, I left the lot, it was like 30 miles on it, so brand spanking new. Super fucking happy about it. It's so awesome, guys. Like, I've like, so, I don't know. I've never like really delved too much into my past on here, but like. Like, I don't know, like, I come from a background where, like, not a whole lot of money, you know? Like, we were pretty poor, and, like, to put it in perspective, like, I've never gone to the same school more than once, because, like, we kept getting, like, we had to either move because we couldn't afford that place anymore, or, like, we'd get kicked out of places, you know, due to, like, you know, my sister's, like, troubled past or whatever, and, like, you know, it was just, like, a crazy feeling, and, like, just, like, I got, like, overloaded with like a sense of joy and stuff, and it's like completely liberating. Like, I never just thought I'd ever be in like a situation in life where I'd be able to buy a brand new car off the lot, and it was just like the craziest feeling. And like, I was talking to my grandma, I don't even lie, dude, like, I even like kind of like started crying a little bit. Like, I was just like, I don't know, like, unless you guys like are from that background, it might be a little hard to understand like that sense of like liberation that you feel.
Yes.
When you're just like in a circumstance where like you're just able to afford something like that. And it's just like, you know, cause that's one of the things like in America, you know, it's like, wealth and stuff. And you know, a lot of materialism is like equated to like how well you're doing in life and whatnot. And
right.
Buying new cars, you know, that's like, you know, top of like the list pretty much, you know, for a lot of people. And a lot of people never have the chance in life to do it. And I was right. Just so like, I just like felt like so thankful that I was able to do it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely. So, congratulations on your Thanks, beautiful bud. New vehicle.
Dude, it's so awesome.
It's great, yeah.
It has, like, Bluetooth and, like, OnStar and fucking, like, I can use an app on my phone to, like, start the car and shit and, like, unlock the vehicle and stuff. But, yeah dude, it's so badass, dude. I'm so happy about it.
Yeah.
Best decision I've made.
Yeah.
Until I get them payments.
Oh, right. Golly. Anyway, guys, it's Christmas week coming up here. Next weekend is, well, yeah, Christmas and Christmas Eve. And yes. Then New Year's after that. We'll be podcasting around those areas most likely. But if we don't be surprised because, you know, it is holidays and we have family plans and things like that. So Merry Christmas in advance.
Yes, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
So, yeah. Any other stories? Do you have stories? I know you're full of stories.
I have stories for days. Let's see. Oh, wait. Did I tell this last time? I don't know. It's been a while since the podcast.
Yeah.
So I was at work, right? And like a lot of my work, I have like a ton of downtime. So like I'll hang out in like Starbucks or like McDonald's like to use their free Wi-Fi, right? Because, you know, that's what a sensible person does. And, like, I'm, like, sitting there streaming, like, the Manchester United game. And for you guys who don't know what that is the Premier League. It's the English Soccer League, or known in other countries as football. Here in America, we're scumbags. We like to change the name of stuff. So we call it soccer here. But, yeah, it's soccer. And me and Christian, our favorite team is Manchester United, of course. I mean, what other team is there? So, yeah. And I'm like, so I'm streaming it in the middle of Starbucks. I'm like texting like Christian as everything's like happening on the game and stuff. And I was just like, dude, like we scored and like I went berserk in the middle of fucking Starbucks. It's like kind of embarrassing because like I forgot where I was. I forgot that I was like in the store. I started like cheering and going nuts. I was like, what? Fucking Manchester United. And like everybody kind of looked at me. I was like, my bad. It's like, dude, it's so awkward. I'm just like, oh, man.
Yes.
What other stories do I have? I feel like I had, like, some stories built up. I just don't remember.
No, I had a story, but I forgot what it was, and it was really irritating. Like, it was doing my head in. Oh, yeah, my raise at work did my head in. So, I mean, it's not, like, a bad raise. I want you guys to think, like, I'm just some big scumbag who, like, is, like, mad that I didn't get more money or something.
Yeah.
But so I've been working at this place for like 4 years. Like since I was 18, graduated high school, I've been working at this place. And I've kind of like moved up pretty quickly. Like I started at $10 an hour and then like got like a couple big raises. And then like my boss is trying to help me out and he's like being a good guy and he's trying to get me in like management positions, but our corporate office are just fucking scumbags, you know?
Yeah.
And like they're just like he's trying to get me up to like $17 an hour, which is like only a couple dollars more than what I'm making right now. And these fucking scumbags are like, oh, we'll just give him fucking 60 cents, dude, fucking sick one. And I'm just like, are you fucking serious, man? Like I honestly thought about like talking to you about like trying to do a podcast with no cussing, but bullshit like this keeps happening. Like just trying to do like one podcast, like see if we could do it. I don't think we could, honestly.
I don't think because, I could like, do it. I don't think like, I could do it.
Like and honestly, like to me, like for those of you who are like, oh, these guys cuss a lot. Like to me, it's like it's just who we are. It's like being authentic, you know. Like and yeah. it's like I think you should always be authentic with things that you're doing. And this represents us. Like I understand, like at work and stuff like that. Like you're representing someone else. You're not representing yourself. So. It's different, but for this, we are the Nerdy Boys. We're representing ourselves, and it's inauthentic for us to just sit here and be like, yeah, dude, like, that's cool.
Yeah. Dude, how swell is that?
Yeah.
So. Top of the fucking morning. See, well, I couldn't do
fuck
it.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
So.
Yeah, no, I cuss like a sailor, man, and I'm too authentic for all that nonsense.
Yes. Yep. So.
Any other but stores?
No,
any
I don't think
stores?
So. I don't think
any
so.
Other stores? I'm trying to think.
No.
I feel like I had one. All right. Well, if I remember them, I'll share it with you guys on Rogue One. So, yeah, you guys are going to have to go check out that podcast in order to hear more story time.
Yeah. So, just before we get into the news, shout outs real quick.
Yes.
Nerd Variety Show. Listen to them.
Yes.
They're great. Jordan, Jason, and Matt.
Yes.
They're three swell lads. Out there in Virginia
the
doing their
best
things.
Best friends that anyone could have.
Yes, and Reality Comics, social networking for nerds. RealityComics.com, I believe, is their website. You can just Google Reality Comics. Go to Twitter, find them.
Or you guys can visit our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Shameless plug. Nobody gives a fuck. And, you know, you can click on the link on our homepage.
Yeah, it's right there on the bottom.
Or, you know, you can open it in a new tab and you can stay on our website and visit it.
Yes. In addition, if you're like listening to us on like the web
on the
on your desktop and you're like, how do I download this to my phone? You can find us on Stitcher or Podbean app. You can download from there. You can download us from iTunes, from the Google Play Store, now from Lesbian, whatever fuck it's called.
Libsyn.
Yeah, whatever. You can find us everywhere on fucking internet, okay?
Yeah,
that's my point.
All right. Let's make sure we got it all. So we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play Store, we're on Stitcher, we're on Libsyn, we're on Podbean.
Yes.
That's it.
And all of those have apps that you can download
us
from.
And make sure, if you guys are going to go on these websites to obtain our podcast, make sure you guys are subscribing, rating us. It really helps us get discovered and helps us grow our nerd community, which is our objective.
It is. So, I guess we're going to hop into the news now.
Hop into the news, boys.
This is the MBR News, live from MBR Studios in Christian's bedroom. Christian, back to you.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, bud. Oh. So it might be a little confusing for anybody listening or watching on Facebook Live. Yeah, you guys can't hear the sound clips because they're playing through our headphones.
Yes.
These little thingies right here.
Our professional music boxes.
Yes. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, there's a little sound clip there that we just played. So,
guys, I forgot to tell you I shaved and now I have a mustache and I look like Eduardo.
My name is Eduardo.
Anyway.
Yeah, he has like no facial hair and just like straight, like kind of like a semi like Mexican
mustache.
Yeah, like a little Mexican mustache, but it's just like blonde hairish. So you can't like, you're like half a Mexican right now.
I have to like push my lips out.
My name is Eduardo.
My name is Eduardo.
All right, we're going to get in the news, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so first bit of news, David Ayer and Margot Robbie are re-teaming for a Gotham City Sirens movie. There's some exciting news regarding the future of DC Comics on the big screen. That's a matter of opinion, though. Hollywood Reporter brings word that Suicide Squad's David Ayer will helm a Gotham City Sirens movie with Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn front and center. As previously reported, plans for the film will bring in female DC Comics characters. If the comic book title of the same name is any indication, we're likely to see a new big screen versions of Catwoman and Poison Ivy. The trade... this getting into something else. I'll read that in a second. Let's just talk about this real quick. This is what was Birds of Prey, right?
Yes.
So now they're changing it to the actual name, Gotham City Sirens.
Oh, yes, which I predicted.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Very yes. Interesting.
So what do you think of just that? Like,
well, I'm glad that they changed the names, because then there's like no confusion for like retards like Daniel.
Yeah.
To be like, Dad, Poison Ivy's not a good person. I don't know. He's fucking stupid.
No, Poison Ivy is not a good person. You're right, Daniel.
Well done, dude.
Yeah. There's also some other news out there that people think is real where, you know, this will explore the lesbian relationship between Harley and Poison Ivy.
Ooh, the lesbianist.
Yeah.
Relationships.
I don't know if we'll get that in this film, honestly. It's kind of a matter of speculation at this point.
We have one viewer.
Hello, one viewer.
Hello, one viewer. In case you didn't know, we're podcasting right now.
yes. And then there was also some rumors that Megan Fox was interested in the role of Poison Ivy.
Interesting. Yeah. Yes.
I mean,
didn't that come through like Movie Pilot or something?
No, it was like a couple different sources came out with it. But okay. Yeah, because Movie Pilot can suck my dick.
So. Sick one, bro.
Yeah, all right. So Hollywood Reporter also indicates that plans for a Suicide Squad sequel are still underway, as is a spinoff film centered on Will Smith's Deadshot.
I'm not interested in that movie at all, dude. Seriously.
Me neither, really, to be honest. Gotham City Sirens movie will be scripted by Geneva Robertson-Drouet.
Thanks for taking that article for me, dude.
Her recent work includes the upcoming Tomb Raider, starring Alicia Vikander as Lara Croft, and Sherlock Holmes 3, which is set to feature the return of Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law. Although no release date has been set, the project is said to be on the fast track at Warner Brothers because all their other movies are shit, so who cares? The next DCU film to hit theaters is Patty Jenkins' Wonder Woman, which, you know, comes June 2nd, 2017, followed by Zack Snyder's Justice League movie on November 17th. Other confirmed release dates include James Wan's Aquaman on October 5th, 2018, and a Ben Affleck-directed Batman film tentatively named The Batman in 2019.
Sick, bro. Yeah. So another DCU news, Patrick Wilson to play Aquaman villain Ocean Master. Patrick Wilson... from the Conjuring and Insidious films and Watchmen, has been cast by Warner Brothers Pictures and director James Wan as the half-brother of Aquaman, the supervillain Orm?
Mm-hmm.
Orm? Yes, also known as Ocean Master. According to Deadline, Wilson will be joining Jason Momoa, who plays the DC Comics title character, Amber Heard as Mira and Queen of Atlantis, and William Dafoe as advisor of Volko. In the comics, Orm is Aquaman's rival for the throne of Atlantis. He is the son of Aquaman's father and another woman. Determined to usurp the throne of Atlantis, he employs privacy and terrorism to reach his goals. His powerful mystic abilities are channeled through his trident.
I bet they are.
Through the mighty trident.
Through his chopper.
Through his fucking chopper.
Yeah, this guy played Owlman.
Yeah.
In Watchmen, if you guys, that's probably the only thing I'm familiar with him from.
I don't watch the other movies that he was in, like the Insidious films.
He
and whatnot.
Daniel Dryburgh.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. I'm not really into like the horror films or whatever.
Yes, I like Ocean Master.
Yeah, me too.
So this should be character. Cool. Yeah, so by the way, if you guys didn't get from him reading, Ocean Master is a bastard. Ocean Master. Ocean Matter.
Jon Snow.
Yes. So, more DCEU, whatever the fuck it is. Ben Affleck reiterates a spring 2017 start for the Batman movie. So, despite saying earlier in the week that he is a believer in not reverse engineering projects to meet a window or date, he has reiterated to Variety that he's a hypocrite and he plans for his solo Batman movie to shoot in the spring of 2017. He said, we're on the right track with that, and everything is coming together. We're still finishing up the script. I'm very excited. He also opened up about what came before him, as well as saying, I respect all those Batman movies. Christopher Nolan did an incredible job. Christian Bale did an incredible job. Tim Burton did an incredible job. At a certain point, you have to look forward and try to believe in your own vision for it and not be looking over your shoulder the whole time. I go into that movie with a tremendous amount of respect for the people who came before me.
Sick, bruh.
Yeah. Spectacular.
Spectacular. All right. Richard E. Grant's character confirmed in new photo. Weapon X himself, Hugh Jackman, has shared a new photo from the upcoming final Wolverine movie, Logan, confirming something fans have been speculating for months now. The identity of Richard E. Grant's character, Jackman, captioned the below photo simply with quotations, Rice, meaning he is playing the doctor of Dr. Xander Rice, one of the creators of the female clones of Wolverine, aka X-23, played by Daphne Keene in the film, in the original comics, a sadistic man whose father was part of the original Weapon X program. Rice was notable for torturing X-23 and also developing her trigger scent, which would send her into a murderous rage.
That is true.
A red hot white rage.
Yes. So, pretty much he's just an asshole.
Yeah, sick one, bruh.
And I'm pretty sure he also kills her, like the lady who trained her and nurtured her, whose name was Laura, and that's where she got her name. I guess she was like her handler, but she was like another doctor on the thing. Ah. So nobody really cares about that, I guess. Anyway, so James Gunn came out on Facebook to tell us that Baby Groot is not in Guardians 2 just to sell toys. We all know he's going to be in the film. The ideas of the pint-sized character as opposed to the full-grown Groot we all know and love wasn't always such a slam dunk, says James Gunn in his Facebook post. So pretty much he's saying, you know, this was a hard decision to make if they were going to go a full-size Groot or this little tiny baby Groot. And he posted this with along with a article from EW saying that Baby Groot is something about there for marketing. Or not marketing. He said his headline really couldn't be any more true. To be honest, when I was first working on the script for Volume 2, I was planning on it being years after the first movie and for Little Groot to be grown Groot. But there was something missing. First of all, I thought there was a lot of development the group needed to go through as a group, and it would be a shame for the audience to miss it. And secondly, for whatever reason, Groot just wasn't working. It was then I came upon the idea of having Volume 2 take place very shortly after the first film, and for Groot to still be Baby Groot with quite a lot to learn. Even though I had already long ago decided on the other characters involved, this change opened up the whole movie for me, and it suddenly all came together. I fell in love with the script for Volume 2, and I felt like we were creating something very special. When I approached Marvel Studios with my idea for Volume 2, I was afraid of the involvement of Ego the Living Planet, a rather broad character in the 616 universe for Marvel Comics. I was afraid of the inclusion of Mantis and Aisha, and more prominent roles for Nebula and Yondu, but I was even more afraid of approaching them with the concept that Baby Groot, and not Groot, would be a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes, perhaps it seems like a hole-in-one idea, but Groot was the most popular character in the first film, and sometimes when something works, studios are more than a little reluctant to change. To my happy surprise, my partners at Marvel were more than supportive about the big swings in the story of Volume 2. They seemed to instinctively know, like I did, that what matters in the Guardians franchise is to keep giving people the unexpected. All that said, I'm not an idiot. I knew if Baby Groot worked, the world would want Baby Groot toys and figures and plushies, but that certainly didn't seem like a certainty when I was alone in my office conceiving of a story, and it most definitely was not the driving force of the decision. I, like so many of you, through the trailers alone, had fallen in love with the little dude, even though at that point he was only in my head.
Sick.
Yeah. So that's immediately followed by this article.
Life-size Baby Groot toy from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 revealed. If, like us, you saw the teaser trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy 2, you may have seen Baby Groot and thought to yourself, I want one. Now, thanks to NECA, N-E-C-A, I don't know if it's like supposed to be an acronym or not, but I don't know. I'm going to say Nika or Naka? I don't know. Who cares? You can. So, the company has revealed a 10-inch foam rubber and latex figure created using the actual digital film files used in the making of the movie for screen accuracy and hand-painted for lifelike detail, set to come out April of 2017. Now with that being revealed, let's just talk about it. So, okay, it may not have been James Gunn's driving force, but I promise you it was. It made a huge impact in
Marvel's decision.
Because at the end of the day, they are a business, and they're there to make some money. And what's going to make them more money than a cute little character?
Yes.
I mean, come on. How many rockets did they sell?
Yes.
Probably a shit ton because he's a furry little animal. And Groot's a tiny little fucking tree that is a super cute little guy with a big personality. And I think he works in the sense of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I even think that Baby Groot works better than
full-grown Groot.
Full-grown Groot because of, like, you know, like I said, it's a tiny little guy with a high intensity and big personality to help round out the group, really. And
oh, yeah.
You know, not that there's not already big personalities within the group, but, you know, I definitely what's going on here? What's going on? What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
What are you doing there, Pally? But, yeah, I definitely do think, what the heck are you doing? You're distracting me, bro. Sorry. What was I saying? Definitely it had to have been a consideration in the Marvel Studios decision to accept Baby Groot as, you know, one of the changes and whatnot. I don't know. I just don't see it any other way. So, I mean, I believe James Gunn when he says, you know, that wasn't a driving force for him, because obviously what does he care if toys sell? Like, they don't make a difference to him. He's a fucking director.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think it's for Marvel. It was a big consideration. For James Gunn, it wasn't.
So. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think people need to, you know, make the distinctions in the lines pretty much.
Yes. So, Spider-Man Homecoming sequel is already on track for a 2019 release. So we'll be talking about the Homecoming trailer in just a second. But Sony has updated their release schedule to reveal that Homecoming sequel is already on track for a 2019 release. The sequel, which will continue to explore the adventures of Tom Holland's Peter Parker in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, will hit theaters July 5th, 2019.
Interesting.
So we'll just talk about the trailer right now because it relates to this. Makes sense. Yep. Right?
Wait, we already talked about the trailer.
We never talked about it on a podcast because it came out last week. We didn't podcast last week.
Sure.
Yeah, we talked about it with each other, but we never talked about it.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
Well, I mean, it just came out last week, and we've been podcasting in over 2 weeks.
I don't know. Did it come out last week?
Yes. Sure. I'm 100% sure. Because I texted you on the Friday and said I can't wait to talk about it when it came out, and you're like, oh, yeah, me neither, and then we couldn't talk about it because we didn't podcast. All right,
well, let's just go.
It was amazing. What a great trailer.
All right, let's move on. Just kidding. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing film, man. I don't know.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen it, just go watch it then.
I like the look of it. I like the look of it.
Oh, and for all you people that are like Daniel, the love interest in this film is Liz Allen. Okay? Yes. Fuck off.
Fuck right off. What do you think of his suit?
Oh, looks great. Everything about him is just amazing.
It's just amazing.
Yes.
Sounds like you want to suck them off.
I do.
I believe you.
I feel like getting cancer so he can come visit me in the hospital.
Yes. So what do you think about, like, the dynamic that they're portraying of, like, how Tony Stark is treating him?
I mean, I think it's just Tony Stark being Tony Stark. Like, I mean, I don't know.
How do you think it will play out in the film, though?
I think it'll be motivation for Peter to go out by himself and try to prove himself, you know, and put himself in situations.
Peter. Starbucks.
Yesterday. Yes, yes. Yes, we went to Starbucks yesterday, and I gave him the name Peter.
Yes.
Yes.
It's funny, because he always uses the name Grayson, but then I took the name knowing that he uses it, and he wouldn't want to use it because I used it, because it would just be awkward. Like, oh, really? You're both named Grayson, huh? It's a very unusual name. So then he's like sitting there trying to think. He's like, Peter.
Well, you know, like sometimes I'll use your name as well.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's like easier.
Because you don't like your own name.
Well, because it's like easy to spell. Like people don't spell my name correctly. So
who cares if it's spelled correctly?
Well, I fucking care. Then they're like, Christian? And I go up there and it's spelled wrong. And I'm just like, is this for me or someone else? Who fucking knows, dude?
Sick.
So.
Oh, what'd you think about Vulture? He looked pretty sick, I thought.
Yeah, I thought his costume looked great.
I thought it looked pretty
awesome. Peter's like fat friend looks like Genki, who's like the best friend of Miles Morales.
Right? Dude, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, is that supposed to be Genki? What the fuck? And I was like, it all makes sense now. My article's coming together.
And Donald Glover's in the movie? I mean, it just makes sense. Just Childish Gambino, guys.
Childish Gambino. So, yeah, man. I'm pretty hyped for the movie.
Yeah.
Other than that, really not much else to talk about for that. You know, very witty.
Yes.
Very funny. Spider-Man.
Dramatic. Very, Spider-Man. It feels like Spider-Man, so.
Yes. Legion premiere date and new trailer revealed. FX has revealed the Legion premiere date, which I just said, and a new trailer, which I also just said. in the highly anticipated new drama series from Noah Hawley, which will launch on Wednesday, February 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, so either 7 or 8 our time. I don't know. These times are weird. Maybe it's actually 10 fucking o'clock. I don't know.
I don't know. It says
Eastern Pacific Time.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, so, well, what'd you think about the Legion trailer?
I think the first trailer was better.
I think they should have named this one called Blurred Lines because it just, like, seemed like there's, like, a... I think this, like, this series is going to be, like, kind of confusing because, like, it's going to be, like, one of those series where, like, you don't know. Like, the main character doesn't know if, like what is happening is real or if it's just, like, him going crazy because it's, like, a lot of it takes place in, like, testing, like, his brain, you know, with CAT scans and, like... He's like in like an insane like a like a
yeah. Well, they're like trying to like make mutants normal or something.
Yeah,
like
it's confusing. I don't know. It should be interesting. I don't know. Yeah, who cares? All right. Luke Cage renewed for a second season.
Yeah, that's a good bit of news. no surprise.
No surprise, dude. The Marvel Netflix is in full swing. I mean, what else do you want?
Yes.
What was that? Like, action pose.
I left my notes over there. I'm going to go get them. You can
come on,
bruh. Read this one.
Off the dome. Let's go.
Well,
off
I don't remember
dome.
Anything. Because it's been
off
so long.
Off the dome. All right, get them. Hurry up. I'll just read it. Season 4, Episode 8. For Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., by the way, the law of Inferno Dynamics, with the lives of everybody in Los Angeles hanging in the balance, S.H.I.E.L.D. and Ghost Rider find themselves working together. No way.
Yeah.
Take it away, Christian, with your notes.
Well, I didn't take notes on this episode.
Oh, so it's from the dome anyways.
Yes. Well, I mean, I took notes on the CW shows, so I needed
the
that
the ones
for that.
That matter.
Yeah. I mean, this was like the conclusion of the Ghost Rider arc. I mean, they say we'll see him again because we saw the other one again. Ha, 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 Johnny Blaze in that. but, yeah, so I don't know, man. Like, Agents, I think this episode was really good, to be honest with you. Like, it worked really well. I thought all the characters were given adequate time, and Ada's being Ada, and they're going to do this whole LMD thing, which is cool. And I think they
but
even
she's,
have,
like, turning bad.
Yeah, I think they even have a series, like a mini series that they're going to release digitally called LMD.
Yeah.
They did another one for Slingshot or whatever her name is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's already out digitally.
Oh, I did not
you guys
know
can
that.
Watch that.
I wonder if her and Mac are going to have the sexy time.
He kind of was like, babe, I love you. And she's like,
it.
How do you expect me to know that my name is Eduardo?
My name is Eduardo.
I think this episode worked really well.
It's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Just so you guys know, right? Because we talked about this. Do we want to talk about? You want to tell them?
No.
You know? No. All right.
It's none of their business.
It's none of your concern. Yeah, it's not a whole lot to talk about in this Agents Shield episode. They stopped the Eli Morrow, I guess, kind of. Not,
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well, Ghost Rider did. It's just the conclusion of the Ghost Rider arc. I thought it was pretty good. You thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, pretty decent. Pretty decent. Quite bad.
You didn't like it?
Quite good. And then decent again.
You're just saying words now, huh?
Words. What are words? I don't know. Who knows?
What would you grade it?
I didn't even come up with a grade yet. I'd give it 7.5.
Okay.
What would you give it?
I would give it a 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess
we're moving on to the Flash now. Suddenly, you don't like that. I didn't change it yet.
Oh, you forgot to fade out the sound. All right,
so let's talk about The Flash then. Season 3, Episode 9, The Present. Barry heads for Earth 3 to get advice from Jay Garrick on how to stop Savitar. Wally tells Barry he's been training with HR. Old wounds are reopened as Cisco faces Christmas without Dante.
Hello, Dante.
This was a season mid-season finale. That was amazing.
My name is Eduardo.
yes. So Cisco has been seeing his brother.
Yes.
Eduardo. Dante.
My name is Eduardo.
Anyway. So do you think it's weird that they called like the Savitar Stone the Philosopher's Stone?
I know. I was like, when they said that, I was like, Harry Potter. Yeah. Harry Potter, is that you?
You're like, oh, Malfoy finally got one.
I know.
Only fucking 20 years later, dude.
So, in case you guys don't know, the original Harry Potter book, The Sorcerer's Stone, it was released in the UK originally and was known as the Philosopher's Stone.
Yes.
Not the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yes. Ha, ha, ha.
Cool trivia facts.
Yes. We see Mark Hamill back as the trickster on Earth 3. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Let's fucking jack it off.
A little bit of jacket action.
I wrote Barry got the Savitar rock.
Did he?
Well, yeah, because he put it in the box, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What's in the box? Savitar kicked the shit out of Jay Garrick.
Like, oh, yes, dude. Yeah. That shit was nutters.
Dude, like, the effects in this episode were amazing.
Yeah, I like those, brilliant. Like those effects that they started using for, like, the speedster battles and stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, having them zoom around and then, like, one hit, then zoom around, one hit. It's like they're going into, like, a digital type, like, scenario. And, like, they're fighting on, like, slow motion. You know, it's all crazy and shit. Like, Savitar's all zooming around. Pew!
Yeah. So apparently, if you're alchemy, you don't know your alchemy, or at least Julian didn't. He was like, "What the fuck are you talking about, Alan?" And he's like, "Dude, you're fucking alchemy." He's like, "Oh, I know what the fuck you're talking about. Let me fucking out of this cage, man."
Yep.
Yeah.
True story, bro. He's like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
And then Barry's like, "I am the Flash." And then Julian's like, "I fucking knew it," but he didn't. He didn't know it.
He didn't really know it.
So I thought, like, because Cisco was seeing his brother and, like, trying to be convinced to open the thing, like, he was going to become alchemy somehow. Like,
yes.
I thought it was pretty stupid, but I was like, I hope they don't do that, and they kind of didn't. So we see this future. The future.
The future.
Yes.
The future. Oh, my God. I knew it. They would do it eventually.
Yes.
And
shit. So Savitar
Fuck
says
you.
One.
No. No!
One shall betray.
No!
One shall betray, one fall, one will suffer a fate worse than death. So, who betrays him, who dies, and who will just suffer a fate worse than death?
Cisco will betray him. Obviously, Iris will be the fallen, and then Barry is the one suffering worse than death.
Caitlin will betray him.
No.
Yes.
Cisco.
No.
Cisco.
Cisco won't betray him. They're best friends again.
Are they really?
Caitlyn is most likely to betray him because she is actual Killer Frost.
I've got to slap the bass guitar.
I agree. I mean, I don't think Iris will actually die. I think it, I don't even know if this prophecy will come true. It's just a prophecy, you know, like he's just spewing shit.
Shut up.
And I think Sisko will suffer a fate worse than death because he has to suffer with the loss of his brother still, and then Caitlyn betraying him, and Barry still being a prick to him, and Iris dying.
What does Sisko care about Iris?
Dude, they're friends.
This
Wally,
you're...
Joe. There's so many characters, all right? One of them will be sad.
Yeah, it's going to be Barry because he's the one person connected to everybody in all the special kind of ways and stuff. And if Iris dies and he's left on the Earth alone, what is he going to do? What's 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 he going to do? Who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, so they're like, we're just going to throw the box into the Speed Force.
How'd that work out?
It didn't. So we do find out Barry's future self beat Savitar. Like, that was kind of interesting, I guess.
Yeah. And he's the one that imprisoned him in the first place.
Yes. So we see Flash in the future where Iris is being killed by Savitar, which was heartbreaking. That was terrible.
I was like, no. Nah. No. Yeah,
that was...
No! No!
Wally West got his costume as a Christmas gift. Merry Christmas.
There you go, Wally. Merry Christmas, Pippo. Cheerio.
Julian does show up to the Christmas party, I know, right? And gives Barry his job back.
Right? What a good...
Which was spectacular. And Barry and Iris are moving in together. So will Barry try to change the future?
I don't think so. I don't think he will.
You don't think he will?
I think he's going to take Jay Garrick's advice, and he's just going to live in the moment.
That's a good thing, I think.
Because, like, I think, like, that's what speedsters have to do, you know, because they do have the power to change everything. But, you know, you can't – obviously, you know, if this season's an indication of anything, you know, this is, you know, Barry's biggest learning curve, really.
Yeah.
And, yep. Like, just, like, figuring that, you know, he
– Stop making the same mistakes.
Exactly.
So what'd you grade it?
9.8.
Me too.
9.8.
Yes.
So, moving on to Arrow, Season 5, Episode 9. All right. So, like I said, Season 5, Episode 9, What We Leave Behind. After the attack on Kurtz, Oliver realizes Prometheus is planning to make a deadly move on all of Team Arrow. Felicity and Malone find a clue that ties Prometheus to Oliver's past.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
This episode was great.
Dude, this episode was amazing.
It was, like, heart-wrenching. Or, like, right. It was intense. So, Prometheus is, like, attacking members of Team Arrow.
Right.
Just being a little asshole. Pretty much so he knows that, hey, bud, I know who you are. I'm going to attack your friends. Curtis's relationship is being strained. He receives an ultimatum from his boyfriend, husband, who leaves him because he's on the team with Oliver. Yep. Billy is dumb and gets captured. Billy is Malone, Mr. Malone,
yes.
Mr. Felicity's boyfriend. Ollie's team is there for him. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Wait. Okay.
Oliver kills Billy.
Yeah. Oliver does kill Billy.
And then
Billy.
They're there for him.
Yes. Yes.
And, dude, they wrote Felicity brilliantly. Because I feel like if this was done, like, last season or the season before.
She would have fucking flipped her fucking
She would have tried
dude.
To, like, annihilate him of some sort. But, you know, they've corrected the writing on the Felicity character and... I don't know, dude. Like, this episode was so well done. Like, this was probably one of my favorite episodes of the season.
Oh, yeah. This episode was amazing. It was just, he fucking killed Billy on accident. Like, all right, so Prometheus is Prometheus is just this nobody shit kid from an old guy that Oliver killed.
We don't even know who he is for
sure,
though.
But that's our assumption. That's what they lead us to believe.
I think your prediction might be coming true. But we'll talk about
you
that
You talked
next.
Shit about it yesterday.
We'll be talking about that in Legends, though.
Okay.
It's okay.
We'll
talk about it.
Yes. Diggle gets taken by the fucking police, apparently.
Yeah, I've never asked Diggle. Put your hands in the air.
Fucking Laurel's back!
Jesus.
That's why I did it from back here, so then it didn't destroy the microphone. So.
Well, I'm pretty sure you still destroyed it.
No. No.
Yes. She's back.
Yes!
Guess who's back? Back. Back again. Laurel's back.
Tell a friend. Hey, Scott, guess what?
Hey, what, Christian?
Laurel's back.
Oh, my God!
Shoot one, dude! Dude, yeah, I mean, that's she's like, hi, Ollie, and I was like, boner!
Boner erection! All right.
Fucking hell, I give it a 10.
Dude, me too. I was just like, Christian's going to be so pissed that I'm going to rate this higher than fucking Flash.
No. Fuck off.
Yeah. Dude, I'm just saying, Arrow has found its footing yet again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's back on track.
This is its best season since season 2.
Yeah, and like honestly, arguably could end up being way better than season 2.
I mean, this is the best mid-season finale since season 3, because season 3's was great with Oliver fighting Ra's al Ghul. But season 2, I mean, we had Deathstroke killing his mom.
Yeah.
Have you seen like the meme of Deathstroke? He's like, I don't always play chess, but when I do, I kill the queen first or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. So we are going to now move on to Legends of Tomorrow.
Sick.
Sick one.
Dude.
Season 2, Episode 8 of Legends of Tomorrow. The Chicago Way. The Legends track a time aberration to 1927 Chicago and realize they've been set up by Abarth Thawne, Damian Dark, and the newest member of the Legion of Doom, Malcolm Merlyn. So they've made a deal with the devils.
So
does this explain how Laurel's back? Is this what happened?
Yes.
I think
yes!
So. I think so as well.
This explains how Tommy could come back.
Yes, and be and Prometheus.
No! It's like a catch one. Just like, I want to see Tommy because he's such a good actor. And
you
like
just
he
don't
was
want
so
me to
great.
Be right.
But then on the same hand, that means Christian's right, and we can't have that.
I mean, let's be fair. Like, I'm not usually wrong.
Shut up. Fuck off.
I thought
you got
it was
a low battery, bruh.
So, but I got it plugged in, dude.
Oh, well. We'll try to wrap up. It's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was good to see Malcolm back. You like were like, what the fuck, when you saw him? Like,
I was like, meh. It's like interesting.
Yes. Yes. I was like, what is this craziness?
What is happening in this episode? Nobody really knows what's happening in the episode, but then it just kind of happens, and you're like, meh.
Yeah, this episode to me, I was like, I feel like it's a good episode, but like I couldn't figure anything out.
Yeah, dude. It was like
I was just
all
like,
over the place.
What is going on?
What were they really trying to
accomplish? And then Captain Cold is just a figment of his imagination.
Dude, I half expected him, like, when he was, like, talking to him, like, at the end. Right there, I thought he was going to, like, touch his shoulder. I was like, dude, if he touches his shoulder, I'm the greatest prediction artist of all time. Fuck off, notifications, man.
Yeah, so I was like, was the amulet traded for Laurel's life, maybe? You know, Vixen has fallen in love with fucking Mick Rory. Legion of Doom is trying to rewrite reality. I'm not sure what's happening with Rip Hunter as an American director.
Right. I was like, what the fuck is going on in this episode? I don't know. It was crazy.
It
was muddled. I thought it was good. But at
the
same time, it was just like very jumbled and muddled and stuff.
It was unfocused, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it kind of just, like, they wanted to do stuff, and they kind of just all threw it against the wall.
So they
know?
Did things.
Yeah. I greatly enjoyed this episode, but, like, as an episode, because it was so muddy and all over the place, like, I can't in good confidence give this episode, like, more than an 8, you know?
Yeah. I'd give it, like, a 7, to be honest.
Yeah,
that's
I'd give it, like,
grade.
A 7.5, so.
Yeah. So we continuously want to do this, but we always forget. But I remember right now. Winners and losers of the week.
Arrow.
Arrow by far.
Winner.
By far. So The only good thing about the Legends, I feel like it shows connection between the universes and stuff, you know, which honestly doesn't really happen too often.
Yeah.
While we're watching these seasons, it really only happens when, you know, the crossovers are happening. But this, like, actually shows, like, a cohesive manner to what is happening in the CW universe, which is great, and could prove some month's predictions maybe right. I don't know.
Legends is
we'll have to wait and see, though.
Is the loser this week for me.
Yeah, Legends, only by a slim margin. I really feel like... If their episode is more focused, they would easily beat Agents to me.
Yeah.
Easily. I did not think that Agents was all that spectacular at first. I just felt so disinterested in the episode while I was watching. I was just like,
I was bored.
I was like, I don't know. But like, this one was more fun, but it was so unfocused.
Yeah, it didn't make much sense to me because it's like, oh, we have this speedster gun that just doesn't even work. Like, they shoot him, and then like, he's on the ground, he just talks. Like, I guess it's just like a device so that they can hear him speak. But then it's like, he just stops him immediately. It's like, shoot him again. Like, why do you care what he has to say? Don't let him talk. Just fucking stop him from running.
Keep a shooting.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that wraps up our shows. That wraps up our mid-season finales. So that's all awesome. We'll have to wrap up 2016, you know, sometime during 2016.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. We'll talk about our favorite movies of this past year, favorite television shows, and moving forward, what we're looking forward to next year, what we think will be the best, what we think will be the worst, what we hate, what we love, everything like that.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. We'll be talking about Rogue One as well. So look for that podcast around the same time as this podcast. Should be a fun review to do. So look out for it, guys. And if we don't have anything else,
make sure you guys are following us on all of our social media platforms. Like I said, you know, Periscope will always be uploaded straight to Twitter. Facebook Live, obviously, got to be following us on Facebook. Go on Instagram to follow us. Check out new pictures that we're posting and stuff. Twitter mainly is like our really like our main source of like how we communicate with, you know, the interwebs and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you'll get status updates if, you know, we decide, hey, you know, we can't podcast, time won't permit, or something comes up, an emergency or whatever. You'll guys will be notified that the podcast will not be being published this week. So make sure you guys are following us because for that exact reason, but you guys can interact with us in cool ways like Facebook Live and Periscope as well. It allows us to open up to our audience and allows us to have like live discussions and whatnot. You know, you guys can send us questions, send us a shout out request, you know, whatever you guys want to do, ask us random questions. It doesn't really matter how you guys are doing it. We just want to be more interactive with you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do appreciate the consistent listeners that we do have, and we always welcome new listeners as well.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys are subscribed and you guys rate us on all of our, platforms that the podcast is on, which includes Podbean.com, Libsyn, Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play Store. Make, like I said, rate, subscribe us, tell a friend or two about us, and help us grow as a community, as a nerd community, because that's our objective.
Yes. And this was our first time doing Facebook Live, so in the future we'll probably, you know, get on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook ahead of time and just say, hey, we'll be live in 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, this was kind of just like an impromptu thing that Christian came up with.
Yeah, so in the future we'll give you guys some notice and send you over here. So in order to, you know that, make sure you are following us and all that good stuff. So, Scott's got a new article coming out on our website next couple weeks here, whenever he gets it finalized. So look out for that. Check out the articles already on there. Check out, you know, our blog section, which is where our articles are. Go to our form section. You can talk to us. Click all our links. Do whatever the fuck you want, guys, because, you know, you live your life the way you should. So
yes. All right. And like we said, make sure you guys are on the lookout for the Rogue One podcast. Oh, so coming out the same time as this one. Watch them both. I mean, listen to them both, whatever. Go follow us on Facebook, and you can actually watch the live review show.
Yes.
But yeah, that's all we got for you guys this week. We are your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I am Eduardo.
Here at NBR, we got one supplement for you, and that's
Stay Nerdy Boys.